In June 2021, the Supreme Court dealt a stinging body blow to the Temporary Protected Status Program. Referred to as TPS, the program provides immigrants from designated countries with temporary refuge in the United States due to environmental disaster, armed conflict, and other severe conditions in their homeland. A grant of TPS allows recipients an 18-month reprieve from deportation as well as a temporary work permit, but it does not enable them the right to permanent residence. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. This is the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The conditions of designated countries are reviewed every 18 months. If it is still unsafe to send individuals back to their homes, the grant of TPS is renewed. For many years, immigrant advocates have asserted that a grant of TPS is equivalent to an inspection and admission at the border. Not so, said the Supreme Court. Because the equivalence argument failed, TPS beneficiaries lack the eligibility to seek adjustment of status to permanent residence without leaving the U.S. For many immigrants and their advocates, the reaction was as if the sky was falling. They claimed the hope of becoming a lawful permanent resident was now gone forever. But for many TPS immigrants, that's simply not true. Here's the reality. The decision affects immigrants who entered the United States unlawfully. The decision does not impact immigrants who entered lawfully but then failed to return home by their visa expiration date. And some immigrants who entered without permission may qualify for other programs for winning permanent residence. Programs like asylum, the Violence Against Women Act, registry, and more may be available for such TPS recipients, depending on their specific circumstances. Then, of course, there is the possibility of immigration reform. One of the most talked about modifications by the Biden administration has to do with creating pathways to residency and citizenship for long-term residents of the U.S. Many TPS holders, past and present, are in this category. When Congress created the Temporary Protected Status Program, it did not define or put limits on the term temporary. Today, individuals from various countries have received numerous renewals, totaling from 10 to 20 years. During this time, these TPS holders have fallen in love, gotten married, and are now raising children born here. Are they to be permanently separated when their grant to TPS ends? Such outcomes would hardly be a humanitarian end to a program touted as a humanitarian program. It is possible, therefore, that some type of reform will take place. When and what, of course, are the big unknowns. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together, we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.